Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Mason Rudolph getting first team reps again today at practice. We heard him joking around with the media about his relationship with Aaron Rodgers and how hunky-dory everything is in that quarterback room now that Ben Roethlisberger's not there. And Mason Rudolph actually has a quarterback he can get around, along with, and also doesn't look at his competition like it was when you had Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, and Rudolph, and they were all fighting for the same job. Now you have a defined pecking order, and everybody gets along swimmingly, apparently. I want to open things up at 412-928-9370 and ask the following question. Why do so many Steelers fans have a Mason man crush? What is the reason why, for you out there, that you're such a big Mason Rudolph fan? 412-928-9370, because he has to be one of the Steelers' most popular players. When we were here on Monday, we were talking about how insane the pop was for him, the crowd response was when he went into the game against the Bengals. It wasn't, oh no, Aaron Rodgers is injured, this sucks, like the air came out of the balloon in there. It was, yes, we get to watch Mason Rudolph play football now. Yippee. And I said this on Pro Football Talk Live today with Florio. He had me on.
Oh, congratulations on all your success.
And I'm bringing it up because we have the MILF Hunter here with us. He is our version of Nick Foles. Now, Nick Foles won a Super Bowl in Philly, but he had folk hero status there, and it also seemed like he only played well for the Eagles and sucked for everybody else.
I think it seemed like that because largely that was pretty much true.
And Mason Rudolph, as you've pointed out a lot, was not good last year in Tennessee, but he comes back here after that one-year sabbatical, and he picks up right where he left off from 2023 with the Steelers. So it looks like this is his comfort zone, his happy place, and Steelers fans react in kind whenever they see him play. I have a couple theories why fans love him the way that they do. And tell me which one you think is the most accurate and paints the more accurate picture of things. The first one is, I think it's another reason, it gives people another reason to support a guy who Tomlin got wrong. So it's like, by being a big Mason Rudolph fan, I get to, again, as this fan base, I think, has dropped Mike Tomlin's approval rating lower and lower over the years. It's, hey, this guy was wronged by Mike Tomlin. This guy was discounted by Mike Tomlin. This guy was disrespected by Mike Tomlin. This is another thing that Mike Tomlin gets wrong as a head coach. He should have given Mason Rudolph a fair shake. He should have given him a better shot. So I'm going to back the guy because right now the coach really is not, you know, everybody's favorite son here. Because I don't think it's the best. I don't think it clearly can't be Ben didn't like him, so I'm going to like him.
That's a piece of it, because I think as Ben's career has gotten further and further away in the rearview mirror, I do think people are willing to, like, I've seen more people than ever before, now that he hasn't played in, four full seasons or whatever, willing to acknowledge that they loved him as a player, don't think he's a particularly likable guy. But I don't think that's the main part. It's absolutely some of it for some people, though, who probably are like I have been about Ben the person, that I didn't think he was a great teammate. I think your first point was actually the one that I had a couple swirling around, but your first point was one of them.
Yeah, and then the other one for me that I wrote down here would be this one. People like being right. And when Mason Rudolph was drafted, and actually, let me actually rewind. People watched him play Pitt, and he was great in both games. And before that draft, there were a lot of Steelers fans who said Mason Rudolph would be a great pick because that was before, like, this mobile quarterback evolution in the game. Big guy, makes throws from the pocket. You watched him disembowel and dismember Pitt twice. Hey, this guy would fit great in our offense. He can be groomed as a successor. Then your team actually goes out and does that, and you don't want to look bad. It's like part of the reason why I wanted Kenny Pickett to thrive here was because I thought he would. You know, like, you want Broderick Jones to do well because you said, hey, this guy's going to be their best left tackle in team history. And Mason Rudolph was a very, very sexy pick by the Steelers when they made it, with tons of Steelers fans who were celebrating that they stole him in the third round.
Well, they wanted to believe, too, that they were going to pull like a Green Bay Packers where they were going to have a direct line of succession.
Yes. And it's a lot of, see, I told you so.
Well, I just think people like the idea that when you pick a guy who looks the part, 6'5", he's 230 or whatever, he's a big guy, you know, he's good enough arm, they also just want to believe that, like, yeah, that looks like a sound pick. And even though I feel like there should have been, like, a little bit of warning bells, I remember they went off for me, and probably you, and I think everybody else at the station, they draft the guy in the third round after they draft the receiver that he was throwing to. You would pretty much never invert that structure if you really believe the quarterback was the better player there. Mm-hmm. But they then hit you with the first-round grade. Ben immediately is against it because he feels threatened. And I think also in Ben's case probably felt like you couldn't do more to help me. Instead, you just drafted this dude when, like, it would be very nice if I had maybe another good lineman or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he did stink. I also think people like a redemption story. You say people like to be right. I think people like a redemptive tale. The prodigal son is one of, like, the most well-known stories in the Bible because its fundamental theme is, like, not forgiveness.
Wow, Malsy 10 minutes in, going back to the Bible here.
Well, forgiveness is not really applicable here, but, like, it's redemptive in terms of on the field, he got benched for a guy named Duck, and you're wearing your duck hunting hat or your duck calling hat. He got benched for a folk hero who I loved watching Duck Hodges. We talked to him at the Wild Things game. I think Duck would probably admit deep down he does not have he did not have like the size or skills to, like, stay in the NFL very long. He was in there for one season. And I think people like the fact that Mason Rudolph didn't give up, even though they seemed ready to give up on him repeatedly. And whenever he finally got his chance, like a steaming Willie Beeman situation, basically, he actually took it and ran with it. And I also think people like it because of how you mentioned the Tomlin stuff at the beginning. He is literally the reason Tomlin doesn't have a losing season. Because I think if they go with Trubisky or even go back to Kenny,
yeah,
they lose more games than they win that year.
Yeah,
I think people enjoy the fact that a guy Mike thinks is just not all that or not very good saved Mike's supposedly precious streak and even got his team to the playoffs. I think people like twisting that knife, too. So he also, other than the Garrett situation, which is ugly all around, and I think he comes off, obviously, in the end here as a very sympathetic figure in that one. Tomlin defends him, Pouncey, everybody else. Like, nationally, I think there's a worse view of him, but here he's sympathetic. Other than even that, just from a controversy standpoint, there's nothing. There's just him kind of just, aw shucks, you know. Hi, I'm a guy from the South. Like, I'm from South Carolina or whatever. I'm from suburban Charlotte. I kind of just do my thing. He takes weird pictures with him holding fruits or whatever it was.
In overalls?
Yes. Like, just, it seems like reasonably harmless, everything about him off the field, and I think people gravitate towards that, too.
And I don't think it's just, well, it's because he's the backup quarterback and everybody likes a backup, because when he was the backup and he was the backup ahead of Kenny Pickett, he got booed constantly. I mean, it...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Honestly, it was like awkward at Steelers games because the home fans were treating him so harshly. So not every backup quarterback is adored. Not every single one is, you know, put on a pedestal. When Trubisky was backing up Kenny and he would go into games, he didn't get cheered. You know, it was like, oh no, we've got to play Mitch Trubisky. So it doesn't always go that way.
I think when he was so far buried down the depth chart, though, as the third string guy, like Trubisky had the unenviable task of being a signed quarterback in a year where they drafted a first rounder who also happened to be from Pitt.
Yeah.
I think Rudolph was insulated from some of that.
In terms of like things I've experienced, the closest phenomenon to this, the backup quarterback being this popular, is when Flutie went in Buffalo when I was a kid growing up near there and watched that happen. And because he was like a short, he had short king. You know, never got a shot because he was so small.
Yeah, there were things about him that were easy to appreciate and root for the common common person because he was built basically like me.
Yeah. And I everybody think latched onto that and loved him.
Yeah.
And I see shades of that.
He also objectively rallied the team.
Yeah, they made
in
the
like
playoffs
a fun way.
And got benched for the playoffs.
I know. There was a there's famously. A little you'll probably disagree or maybe disagree on principle, but maybe Donnie will Donnie was too young. There's a little bit of Cordell's second act in 01 here. Now, Cordell had it up and go up and down all the time. Like, 97, he was really good, and then he blew up in the play in the AFC title game. He lost that job, though, after some bad play, like a longer stretch than Mason's bad play in 2019, a much longer stretch. They were in the wilderness. They signed Kent Graham to be, like, you know, their quarterback of record. Radio stations in town are making songs called Cordell Graham, saying if you could just graft together Kent Graham's arm and Cordell's legs, you'd have a great quarterback. Graham sucks. And then, like, this worm started to turn late in 2000 where Cordell got them to 9-7. And then he kind of had a springboard into his, I think, obviously, his best year as a pro and got him to an AFC title game where it once again blew up. But he did recover in popularity from some, as you're well aware, very ugly off-field lows about fans spreading rumors about him and became very popular. Mason, it's never gotten close to that point, but that's the only analog I can come up with in relatively recent Steelers history.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencias. Selección varía por lugar.